Many Americans object when jobs in the United States are outsourced to India. But it's generally assumed the people of India, a country with high unemployment and low wages, are happy to have the work. That view is now being challenged. A report emerged from an Indian think tank focusing on India's flourishing call centers. It says well-educated young people are wasting their most productive years working as, and this is a quote, cyber coolies. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports from New Delhi, these findings have triggered a debate about whether India should be the electronic housekeeper for the West.
Sachem Thacker is 24 years old. He's an English literature graduate. When he finished his degree, he was, like millions of other smart young Indians, eager to get a job and begin his career. The problem was that no one would hire him.
I have been trying to get a job for last 2 years, and I didn't get any job in any government sector. So finally, with a graduation qualification, I decided to move to this industry.
By this industry, he means call centres. 4 months ago, he joined the multitude of other young English-speaking graduates in India who answer telephones night and day, patiently fielding calls from Western customers. Sachem came here, to Gurgaon. India has many surreal sights, and this is one of them. Shopping malls, luxury apartment buildings and office blocks rise up on the dusty plains south of New Delhi. Concrete and glass ships anchored in an older, bustling world of trash-covered streets, wandering cattle and rickshaws. More than 170,000 Indians work in call centres. Gurgaon's one of the main hubs. Young Indians from the urban middle class are drawn here, eager to earn enough to have a taste of Western consumerism. Sachem says he's happy, yet others are worrying on his behalf. A government-funded think tank, the V.V. Giri National Labour Institute, has published a study expressing dismay that Indian graduates are expending their talents doing what it portrays as stressful work in an industry wasteful of their skills and generally cavalier about workers' rights and job security. It says employees are sometimes subjected to more surveillance than the inmates of a 19th century prison or a Roman slave ship. The author declined to be interviewed by NPR. He's not alone, though, in expressing concern.
The job in itself is something, I mean, any U.S. graduate wouldn't want to do himself, and most of the people who are hired here are college graduates.
That's Chetan Bhagat. He's author of a novel called One Night at the Call Center, which has just been published in India. He says call center companies were reluctant to give him access to gather material for his novel, so he sneaked in with the help of friends. He emerged unimpressed.
If it was 100 kids, 1,000 kids, okay, but it's becoming hundreds of thousands, maybe millions soon, and this is becoming a mainstream employment solution for the country. However, this is not giving people a future.
Yet views on this differ sharply. The industry, known here as Business Process Outsourcing, or BPO, vigorously defends its practices. When the Institute of Labour's report reached here, the New Delhi offices of the Financial Express newspaper, the editor, Maithili Busnamat, fired off an article contradicting it.
I think it's a very armchair kind of view of what is the reality in India today. Because the fact remains that all these people who are currently employed in call centres, what is the alternatives that they have before them? Because most of them are just graduates without any particular job skills. Earlier on, before the BPO industry really came up, they would just have joined, you know, the unemployed. They would have been part of the huge mass of educated unemployed.
She points out that call centre employees can always leave if they don't like it. She also says they generally enjoy much better conditions than Indians in most workplaces.
You have air-conditioned comfort, you have food, you have somebody picking you up in the morning and dropping you back. I mean, those are unimaginable luxuries for most of these students today in India.
Ashutosh is 23 years old and holds a degree in hotel management. He too couldn't find a job in his field, so he now works for a centre fielding calls from credit card applicants in the US. He disputes the claim that call center workers aren't developing their skills. He says he's learning the art of dealing with American customers who discover their calls are being taken by people on the other side of the world.
Some of them don't have any kind of problem in that. The first thing we are supposed to do is that just listen to the customer, whatever he wants to say. Just let him say whatever he has to do.
Cameras, recording devices and supervisors constantly monitor call center workers. Ashutosh says getting angry with customers could mean losing incentive pay, and swearing at one is a fireable offence. Although Ashutosh says working night shifts causes him stomach problems, he has no substantial complaints about his work. M.K. Pandey, president of the Centre of Indian Trade Unions, says not all call centres are bad, and he acknowledges India needs the industry. But he says the centres should allow employees to join trade unions, which would enforce India's labour laws.
We tried to form unions, but every time the persons who were involved in the unions, they lost their job.
For Satyam Thacker, these matters are peripheral. He's earning the equivalent of $200 a month. Soon, that'll rise by almost another 100. He thinks he might even stay for life.
If I think that I'm going well, then probably I'll stick for as long as I work till the time I retire.
As long, he adds, as he gets promoted regularly. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi. Thank you.